WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The New York Film Festival opens tonight with a new work by Agnieszka Holland called Olivier Olivier. Holland is best known to Americans as the writer and director of last year's art house hit Europa Europa. This was a moving story about a Holocaust survivor, but it's also an absurd and often comic tale about identity. Set during World War II, it's the story of a young German Jew who flees to the Soviet Union and ends up in a communist orphanage singing communist anthems. When he's captured by the invading German army, he passes himself off as a Christian. He's so successful at his charade, he winds up in an elite Hitler youth school. Holland says she identifies with this constant shifting of identity. She is a Polish Jew who lives in France and has made films in Poland, Germany, and England. Europa Europa was the most commercially successful German-language film since Das Boot and won several awards in America. But the German committee that chooses Oscar entries for Best Foreign Language Film didn't select it, saying that its Polish director and French co-financing disqualified it. Many Americans interpreted this as German reluctance to be reminded of the past, but Holland says it was more than that.
They have done, the German filmmakers have done some movies about the Holocaust, but I think that it was difficult for German to accept this vision of the Holocaust. In some way, the fact that it was, you know, different of the accepted image of the Holocaust, it was offended for them. Paradoxically, it was some arguments in German press that the movie is anti-Semitic because show the Jew who is not dead enough, you know. I think that they can accept the very, very pathetic vision of the Jew if this Jew is dead, but it's much more difficult to accept a life and normal Jew.
You've made two films that I know of that had to do with the Holocaust, Europa Europa, and then a film called Korzak, which you co-wrote and which was directed by Andrzej Wajda. And Korzak was about a Jewish doctor in Poland who ran a Jewish orphanage and tried to keep his children fed and protected from the Nazis during the war. Did you ever think you would make movies related to World War II and to the Holocaust, or was that a subject that in a way you wanted to avoid because of the number of films that had been made about it?
I have done one movie before also, directed by myself, called Angry Harvest, which was presented at New York Film Festival a couple of years ago. I was nominated for the Academy Award a couple of years ago. It was the story of two people during the Holocaust, a young Jewish woman and the Catholic peasant who and very strange relationship between them. It was quite a good movie. And I think that it's over for me. I hope that I have done what I can to do about the subject, and now I prefer don't touch it. It's too, you know, it's very difficult. When I spent, for example, when I wrote Korczak, and after I have done The Angry Harvest, I had the impression that I spent too long time in the kind of the ghetto, you know, and I was so tired morally after that. I told it, it's never more. Europa was paradoxically was easier, maybe because this lighter lighting. But I can't tell for the future. If I find something which is really new for myself about the subject, it's a very important subject for me, and I think it's the subject which reflects in some way, you know, the situation of the humanity, not only Jewish story or German story, but the human story in general.
You were born, I believe, right after World War II. 1948 was the year?
Yeah.
Okay. What did your parents experience during the war in Poland?
My father was a Jew, and he escaped, and he was communist also, and he escaped as a very young man and as a student, 18 years old. He escaped to Soviet Union on the beginning of the war, and he spent all war there. He was in Soviet and after Polish army in Soviet Union, and he came with the Polish army after the liberation. All his family, except one sister, died in Warsaw Ghetto. He was only survivor. And my mother, she was from Polish Catholic family. She was a very young girl during the war, and she was in Polish Resistance Army. as a teenager, and they met after the war, after they divorced, after my father, who was a journalist and scientific, was arrested in 61 in Poland, and he died during the interrogation in very mysterious circumstances. We don't know till now if he was killed or if it was suicide. And my mother is still alive. She was the journalist all her life, and she's a fantastic woman, and that's it, my family.
I think a lot of Jewish survivors left Eastern Europe when the war was over, or never returned if they left during the war. Do you know why your father decided to go back to Poland?
I think that in this time he felt to be more Polish communist than Jew, you know. It was the communism in some way was the reaction of the fascism and anti-Semitism, you know, in Poland and in Germany. And a lot of them, in some way, like Sally in my movie Europa Europa, cut the roots, and they didn't feel to be Jewish, but by conviction or by the religion, they felt to be the kind of the cosmopolitan family of, you know, of the leftist people. And I think that was the reason why my father didn't want to emigrate. He wanted to construct the communism in Poland. And after some years, when he have seen what's happened, he was very disappointed and very unhappy. And in some way, he tried to fight against this vision of the communism, which was practical. And it was the reason why he died also.
Growing up after the war in a family with a Catholic mother who was in the resistance and a Jewish father, did you feel yourself to be Jewish? Did you feel strongly Jewish? Is that an important part of your identity?
It changed in my life. I think that by the culture, by the language, and by the education, I'm mostly Polish. But my mother was very very interested by Jewish culture and Jewish destiny, and she was deeply touched by Holocaust. And it was by her that I learned that I'm Jew and what it means. My father never spoke about it when I was a child. And after, when I grown up, I started to be interested about the Jewish philosophy and religion and history. And now I think that I can tell that I'm really half-half. It means that the big part of myself which is Jewish and big part which is not.
My guest is screenwriter and director Agnieszka Holland. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is screenwriter and director Agnieszka Holland, and she directed Europa Europa and the new film Olivier Olivier. You collaborated on several films with Andrzej Wajda, one of Poland's leading film directors, and you worked on Man of Marble and Man of Iron, and I believe both of those were filmed during the Solidarity movement.
Second one was,
mm-hmm. Okay. How did you were a member of the collective that he headed. You were a member of that group from 1972 to 81. What did it mean to be a member of that?
You know, it was the kind of the production unit, which was quite special for the Polish structure of the filmmaking, because every money was the state money, and after it was the kind of the collectives of the units, directed mostly by the well-known director. And it grouped the writers and filmmakers, and it was the kind of the Wajda was the kind of the producer of my movie, but he didn't finance it. It was the state who financed it. But he developed the subject and fought for the, you know, for with the censorship and organized the production process.
What was the impact of the Solidarity movement on you as a filmmaker?
I have done one movie during the Solidarity time. It was called Woman Alone, and in some way it was the reaction on the optimism of my colleagues. I found them too optimistic, you know. I felt that the solidarity, it's not something which can resolve the problems. I was very pessimistic, and after the martial law came, and in some way I was unfortunately right. But it was very strong movement, you know. It was for many people, it was really the first experience of this kind of the collective freedom. And for me, not so much, because I had it in Czechoslovakia during my study, during the Prague Spring, which was also the beautiful period. Some months was great.
Oh, you were there in Czechoslovakia during
yes.
Prague Spring?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing?
I studied there. I spent 5 years in Czechoslovakia.
What were your experiences like during that spring?
But it was the most important period of my life. In some ways, I was very young, and you know, I learned the cinema, and I learned the life, and I married, and I made the political experience. I had also the problems. I was in the prison. I have the political trial, and I have done my first student movies. You know, it was great.
What were you in prison for?
For the political reasons.
Because
after Russian intervention.
Because of participating in a demonstration, because of
no,
a
because
movie
I wanted to organize with some of my Polish friends a kind of the, you know, of the underground press or underground informations.
How long were you in prison?
Some weeks. 6 weeks. Not so long.
What did you learn about yourself in prison?
Oh, that I'm strong. I was very proud of myself when I came, because I was alone during 3 weeks, and I can stand it to be alone, completely alone and isolated, which was very, very important human experience I have done. And I understand that in some way I'm free, because I can stand the situation like a prison.
Did you think of movies as being a good place to make statements that were political and cultural, you know, that would have a political and cultural impact on people?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that the movie in 60s and 70s, well, the cinema was something much more important than today, certainly. And I'm quite skeptical about the, you know, the impact of the films of the people. And today also, I never really liked the political cinema in the militant terms. What I try to tell in my films which touch the political or history, that the life is very complicated, and know that it's black and white.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that. I think anybody who could get through the layers of absurdity that you do in movie wouldn't see things as black or white.
Hopefully.
Now, I forget whether you said it was Man of Marble or Man of Iron that was shot during the Solidarity movement.
Man of Iron.
I think that was a film that ended up being important to the Solidarity movement. Were you seen as kind of active participants in it or heroes during it because of the film?
I helped Andrzej to write the screenplay, to write the last version of the screenplay. But, you know, this movie was very important. In some way, it was the most important movie about the solidarity, and but I didn't like it so much. I found that it's exactly too black and white, you know. And that it takes a little the stylistics of the communist cinema from 50s, but show the reality in a different way. But today, when I am watching this movie, I am very touched, you know, and I am very pleased that it, in some way, it's the documentary of our illusions.
Documentary of your illusions.
Yeah.
Which illusions?
That you can really win, you know, that it's. If you win with the communists, everything will be better and simple and nice and full of light, you know, and life. And today, when the communism is over, you see that the situation is much more complicated, and that the evil is not only in the political system but inside of the human soul.
You've been living and working in several countries. I mean, you're from Poland. You studied in Czechoslovakia. You made Europa in Germany. Your latest film was made in France, where you've been living. You're making a movie now, I believe, in America. Looking at Europe for a moment, is the Maastricht Treaty and would that have an effect on you as a filmmaker?
I hope that the unification of Europe will happen, but it's not sure yet. Unfortunately, the meaning of the people and the courage of the people to do something like that changed recently. And recently, the political and moral situation in Europe is not so and economical also, it's not so good. I think that the unification of Europe is something which will be really good for everybody. And in the terms of the filmmaking, unfortunately, European cinema is a deep crisis. And you can see it in post-communist countries, that only movie you can watch them, it's big American movies, which is a little pity, because I think that the cultural richness of the European cinema, of European culture in general, it's very important, that it will be pity also for American cinema if it will disappear.
Let's get back to something you were just saying before. You said that you really can't see things in black and white, not even the solidarity movement. You can see that in black and white, and that the human soul is really very complicated. Did you learn that at all through your parents' experiences, through watching them?
I think so, yes. I think by my parents, by myself, by my friends, you know, and also to working in different countries and to speaking to the people from different cultures. I think it's important to see that the world, you know, it's not so simple, and that in some way the experience of the exile, it's very difficult experience, but it can be very rich also.
Okay, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Agnieszka Holland's new film, Olivier, Olivier, opens the New York Film Festival tonight. It's scheduled to open commercially in February. This is Fresh Air.